you know, just your poor people would do it. But now you find, you know, you catching, you have them making raids on you know, well-to-do folks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I don't understand.
And I heard today where they arrested Robert Lane.
Who's that?
That's Bobby Lane's son.
Oh, yeah.
For with gambling paraphernalia, you know?
Yeah.
He had some gambling slips and stuff there. They made a raid on his pad and confiscated that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like in your professional sports, you find a lot of grass being smoked, you know?
Yeah.
The entertainers.
Yeah.
You ever saw if you catch them while they, you know, the man and swoop down on them and caught them with a bunch of grass?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You just wonder now, if they're making all this money, why is it that they have to get tangled up with this?
Yeah, I wonder.
Because there's one sure thing about it, if you get caught with it, you're going to take a trip.
Yeah, that's
true. And so why mess your life up with that?
Yeah, I don't know, it's weird.
You don't care how much they catch it, look like they just can't stop it.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, what would you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall? Like, say if he gets caught in marijuana and he can somehow or other through City Hall and get out of it, what would you call that he has?
Pool.
What?
A pool.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What would you
connections.
Call? Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call a city employee who doesn't really have a real job, he doesn't have real responsibilities, he really doesn't do anything, but somehow, you know, he just managed to get on the salary on the payroll anyway, like maybe he's somebody's
son or daughter?
Yeah. What would you call a person like that?
What do you call him? I don't hear them calling, but I can't think of the name right now.
Okay. What do you call a man who brings letters and bills and stuff?
Bring a letter, a mailman?
Okay. And what do you call the people who pick up the garbage or trash?
Oh, garbage man.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And if you went to the food store and you went to a large one in a shopping center, what would you call that kind of big food store?
Supermarket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if there was a small kind of neighborhood food store, what would you call that?
Grocery store.
Okay. And then there's some that they're small, but they're kind of modern and they're not run by family. You know, they're like a chain. And they're open real early and real late. What would you call that kind of
chain stores?
Yeah, anything else?
They're
always getting bumped off, you know, always getting robbed.
Oh, getting ripped off all the time?
Yeah, because they're open for late.
I can't think of the name of them.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call a store where you might go shopping for, you know, special kinds of foods, like special meats and sort of expensive foods, like different kinds of cheese? Some of these places, they have a few little tables and operate sort of a little restaurant business on the side.
What's called? I don't know.
Okay. Sometimes people have stuff in there. I mean, things in the kitchen that they use to heat food other than, you know, the main stove and the main oven. So you just want, you know, some kind of smaller electric thing. What else would then happen?
You mean like electric skillet or hot plate?
Mm-hmm.
What else do they have? I don't know what else.
Okay. What would you call a coin-operated self-service place where they have washing machines and dryers and stuff like that?
Washiteria.
Okay. What do you call the thing? I don't know, we keep ours in the bathroom that's usually woven and has a lid and you throw your dirty clothes in there.
Dirty clothes hamper.
Okay. And what do you usually clean a rug with?
Hoover, a sweeper.
Okay.
A broom.
Hmm?
A broom.
Okay, I was thinking about a sweeper.
Uh-huh, sweeper.